Russian rabbi say, because in the pasuk in Perek Gimel that we learned, and we spent a lot of time on it, but I left out something and I didn't remember to mention it to you, and grad by punkt, someone gave me a shtickel Torah that he wrote, and he was Meramez. In that shtickel Torah, he happened to mention this chazal, and I realized that I completely forgot to mention it to you, and it's a yesoide, so I want to go back. So it is on Mishlei, and it's in Perek Gimel. So I wanted to mention this before we go on, for as long as it takes, because I think it's a meridikas thing. It's really something extraordinary. Pasuk in Perek Gimel, Kabeides Hashem Mehoinecha. Kabeides Hashem Mehoinecha, we spoke about, and we mentioned that the Rashi has in parentheses, Al Tikri Mehoinecha, Ela Migaronecha, from your voice, and that the Poshup Shad is Migaroncha, Migaroncha, from your Goren, which means your possessions, and so on and so forth. So in all of that, I forgot to mention a Yalkut Shemayni. It's also a Medrash Mishlei. Because Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes, Kabbid is Hashem, honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meho Necha. What is Hon? Hon is your money, your possessions, right, your Otsar. So Pashup Shad is, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that which you have, which is V'yikuli Truma, you know. You give back HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which he gave you, Kimimcha HaKol. But this is the Medrash. Chiyo ben Achoisei shel Rebbe Lozer HaKapar. Rebbe Lozer HaKapar had a nephew, his sister's son. His name was Chiyo. Chiyo is a very popular name. So many people are named Chiyo, Reb Chiyo. So this Chiyo was the nephew of Rebbe Lozer HaKapar. And he had a special talent. He had a beautiful voice. He had a talent. He had a beautiful voice. Hoya Koiloi Noe. And Rebbe Lozer HaKapar used to say to his nephew, Chiyo b'ni, amoid v'kabeid es Hashem mimashech anoncha. Get up and honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that which he gave you as a gift, a special talent, a special ability that makes you unique. So go and honor Hashem with that talent. Okay? He tells him a maisa, and this is so extraordinary. Novois ha-Yisraeli. Novois ha-Yisraeli. Hoya koiloi noe. He had a beautiful voice. For hoya oilel Yerushalayim. He used to go up to Yerushalayim. Stam aliyah l'regel. For you kol Yisrael miskansim lishmaya koiloi. And everyone would gather round to hear his beautiful voice. Lishmaya koiloi. Pam achas loy ola. Once it happened that he didn't go. V'he'idu olav b'nei Belial, and two false witnesses testified against him. V'nevad min ha'olam, and he was killed. He was put to death. Mi garam lo, al yedei shaloi olal Yerushalayim b're'iyah, because he wasn't olal l'regel, l'chabed es Hashem mimashech anonoi, to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted him. He gave him this special talent. Lama shekva amra toira v'lo yachmar ish es ha'artzecha. Eimasai ba'aloi secha. This is such an astonishing medrash that it makes a person shake. I don't shake from astonishment, shake from fear, shake from anxiety. I don't know exactly from what, but it makes you shake, and I'll tell you why. A person is not oilu l'rego. Well, we don't know what made him not be oilu l'rego. It doesn't say in the Medrash what made him not be oilu l'rego. But he wasn't oilu l'rego. Rebbe Lozer HaKapar does not consider that whatever he got into, the Mice of Novos HaYisraeli, which we'll describe in a moment, but the Mice of Novos HaYisraeli led to his ignominious destruction. He was killed. And this Mice, we would say, if we can attribute it to anything in particular at all, because who knows what the Ribbono Shel Cheshbonos are. And Rebbe Lozer HaKapar, did he get a Nevuah? He had some sort of Ruach HaKodesh over here. So Rebbe Lozer HaKapar says, no, it wasn't because he didn't go L'Regel. It wasn't the problem of not being oile l'regel. What was the problem? That because he was not oile l'regel, he deprived the whole tzibur that joined in Yerushalayim from hearing his beautiful voice. Could you imagine somebody getting up and saying to a great chazan or to a great bal tefillah or a great singer that, you know, the olam is expecting you, and if you don't come, you may be, false witnesses may get up against you and you'll be put to death. I mean, and come. Vos lichted them. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the parasha. So you know that Achav was the king in the Medina that's called Yisrael, because it's split up from Yehuda already. And he's in Shomron. And this place, Yisrael, is where it's right next to Shomron, and it is therefore right near Achav's palace. And near Achav's palace, this fellow Novos, who's famous only for this episode, he had a kerem, a vineyard. He had a vineyard. And the vineyard, because it was adjacent to Achav's palace, so Achav decided that he would like to have this vineyard. He wants to have it for a nice garden for his palace. He wants to extend the property a little bit. And he tells Novos, you know what? I give you a choice. You can either sell it to me, or I'll give you another kerem if you want. I'll give you money. I'll give you, you know, whatever you want. Vayhi acha adorim ha'ele, perek chof aleph in Melachim aleph. Kerem hayo l'novois ha'yisraeli, he had a vineyard, asher b'Yisrael, etzel heichal Achav, melech Shomron. It was right next to Achav's palace. Vaydaber Achav l'novois leima t'noli es karmacha, v'hi li l'gan yorok. I'll have myself a nice garden. Ki hu karov etzel beisi. And if you prefer, whatever you want. You want another kerem, I'll give you a kerem. You want, but this was Waisachmad. He coveted that particular property. So Novai said, Chas v'shalom. Mefarshim say that this was an insidious comment on Achav, that he had abandoned the ways of his forefather. He had abandoned the Moirosha Kehilas Yaakov because of his wife Izabel, who's famous already, Jezebel, the evil woman. So his wife led him astray, and therefore he's giving him Musar besides. But he says, I'm not going to give over my patrimony, the land of my forefathers, to you. If it sounds like Haman came back, you know, he comes back to his house. And what's the first thing that a person does? Tells his wife. Well, he didn't tell his wife. He got so miserable that he got frustrated and he went to bed without even eating supper. What's going on? What happened to you? Why are you so depressed? The reason is because I spoke to Novos Yisraeli. I was such a nice fellow. I offered him money. I'm a king. I could take it. I could just push it, take it away. And I offered him money. I offered him another kerem. I was more than generous. I was so nice to him. He says, absolutely not. Now you'll show who's king. So she sets him up. She says, what are you, some sort of a shmata? What's wrong with you? Show who you are. Be the king for a change. I'll take care of everything. It's unbelievable. She doesn't even leave it up to Achav. She does it herself. She writes letters. She signs his signet seal. Declare a fast day. And make Novos the leader. V'hoshivu shneim anoshim b'nei Belial negdoi v'idu leimar beirachta elikim v'melech v'hotziuhu v'sikluhu v'yomais. They put a billboard. This was an Alila's dam. They set up two false witnesses against Nobis HaYisraeli. And what happens, of course, is that he's stoned to death. Vayasu anshe iroi, because he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Melech. Vayasu anshe iroi, as in kainu b'achorim, ashe yoshvim b'iroi, kashe sholcha aleim izevel, kashe kosu b'asforim, ashe sholcha aleim. She sent these private missiles to the people that she could trust. And they made a whole tumult, and they said that he cursed Hashem. And of course, what did they do? Vayotziu mechutz la'ir. Finally, vayiskalu ba'avonim vayomais. So that's how she solved the problem of Kerem Novos. So vayishluchu elizevel lemar sukal Novos vayomais. He was killed. He's finished. The parasha is over. Vayhi kishma yizevel kisukal Novos vayomais. Now you can inherit the kerem. You don't even have to spend a penny, because I took care of that as well. So you'd say, Achav said, you know, that's not what I had in mind. Nah. By Yochum Achav Loredes al Kerem Novos HaYisraeli Lerishtoi. And this, of course, leads to the very famous phrase, Haratzachta V'gam Yorashta. Elio comes to Achav and he says to him, look who you are. Now, there's something totally remarkable. But let me just, one more word. He says to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Elio at Tishbi, and he says to him, listen, the Dibarta Elov Leimor Koyama Hashem, Haratzachta Begam Yorashta, the Dibarta Elov Leimor Koyama Hashem, Bimekom Ashalokaku Haklovim Ezdam Novos, the dogs after Novos were stoned, they licked his blood. Yaloiku aklovim is dom chagam ota. And it says that no one will be left from the whole house of Achav, a tremendous curse, and of course it came to pass, every single word of it. And of course, what about Izevel? After all, she was the one who set him up to the whole thing. Vegam li Izevel diber Hashem leimor, haklovim yoichlu es Izevel b'chel Yisrael. Yeah, that's the story. You hear a story like this, and you learn the Pasuk, and you look at Rashi, and you learn the Malbim, and you go weiter, and you learn. She was a terrible woman, and Nabos Nebuch, and maybe shouldn't stood up to the king like that. We don't understand that whole parsha so well. And then all of a sudden, we come to a Medrash, and the Medrash blows us completely out of the water, to use a figure of speech. What is the point of the Medrash that Novos missed out on being Mahane B'nai Yisrael with his voice, with his beautiful voice, to say something about his voice? He had a beautiful voice, Mahane them with his voice, every single Yomtiv. One Yomtiv he doesn't show up, they're disappointed, I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disappointed, I don't know. And suddenly, Kerem Novos. And all of a sudden, two Edim, false witnesses, Skila, he's finished. And it's a fascinating thing. If you want to go a little bit further, the whole Maisa with Achav and Izevel and the terrible demise that they suffered subsequently is on account of the fact that Novos, so to speak, in the Hisgalgalus Hadvarim, that Novos didn't show up to sing for Bnei Yisrael. Because otherwise the Maisa never would have happened. Pile ploy, mamish pile ploy. There's another thing that I was thinking about this. Ichosach damanta to dizach, because that person gave me the tzettel, and he gave me the tzettel before Shabbos. So I spoke about this at Chalashudas. In the middle of speaking, I had a licht min hashamayim, mamish min hashamayim. A light came down, not upon me, but into my head, and I said, "Gibakuk amayri dikizach, amayri dikizach." Izevel is eaten by the dogs, just as it says, except for her hands and her feet. Why? Why not their hands and her feet? As I state in Pasuk. In let me read to you the Pasuk first. He chased after Yehu, and they found him in the Chelek of Novos HaYisraeli. It's a whole Maisa here. And he takes care of the whole house of Achav, and Lemaisa, she is killed. And the Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar, Perek Yud Zayin, says the following. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back for Gemilos Chasodim. What's the example that they give? Let me read to you the Lashon. The guy copied it out to read to you inside. Gemilos Chasodim Minayin, Onu Lemeidim, Lavelim Mi'izevel. Shehoysa Beisa Samach Lashuk, V'chol Meis Shehoya Oive Bashuk, Hoysa Yotzeis Mitoch Beisa, Umaka bekanfe yodeh, bekape yodeha, umekoinenes befiha, umahaleches asorot tzaadais. It's amazing. This Ovedes Avodah Zarah that was responsible for such unbelievable korban and chased after Elio to kill him. So what does it say about her? That she used to do a very high level of halvoyas hames. And whenever there was a levaya, there's a whole tshuva in the the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Zchon Levracha, about how much people in Shalayim, you know, have these ram calls, and the people call and all the papers, and everybody knows there's a levaya. You have to go out. You could be going out mamish all day and all night. She used to go out whenever there was a levaya, and she would bang her hands, and you know the miyalalois, the mekainanois, they sing with the, you know, they have yo. And she would walk 10 steps. The kol chosan, shehaya oiver bashuk. She had no shaykes to the simcha. Haya oiver bashuk. Haysa yoytze mitoich beiso mitzatzelus bekape yodeo mekaleses befiya umhaleches eset zodos. V'nisnabe oleh aliyo zochel atoif haklovim yoklu es izevel bechelik Yisrael. V'ha'evorim shehayu gom lechesed loy sholtu haklovim bohem. That's such an unbelievable thing. Here you have Novos, and the Kerem Novos, and Izevel's putting him to death. He gets killed because he didn't sing, and she doesn't lose to the Klovim, her hands and her feet and her mouth, because she did do with her Kalim the service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Gemilus Chasadim for the Avelim, for the Chasanim. It's Pili Ployim. It's mamish zeh k'neged zeh. It's almost like an unbelievable balance here. So I was thinking to myself, the pasuk says, and I couldn't refrain from bringing this to your attention. Kabed es Hashem mehoinecha. Normally you think that this is something that it's a good idea. You know, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech, Baruch HaKadosh, he says, listen, you know, you have a talent. You should honor Hashem with your talent. It's like telling a person to give money to tzedakah. I see here something else. I see here that when he, it's not a positive. It's also, you have no brera. And if you don't, who knows what's going to happen? It's a different level of concept. Until this time, you say, you have an ani in front of you. It's not the mitzvah to give tzedakah. It's the fact, loisa amitz, there's a lot, loisa amitz avavcha, loisik paises yocha. And if you don't give to the ani is miserable. The ani suffers, maybe even dies from hunger or from cold. So we understand that giving the money is not the mitzvah. Of course it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah like putting on tefillin. It's a compulsion, because if you don't do it, then you have a person that's going to, that's the consequences, who knows what they are. If you don't put on tefillin, the consequences are between you and the Ribbono Shel. What about Kabbalah Hashem Mehinecha? Is it you and the Ribbono Shel? It's something I have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm about tefillah, it's a nice thing that I should honor Hashem and go up to the Yomut. And that's this particular talent. Talents that people have come in many, many different packages. It would be mashma from this medrash that it's an aveira chamura not to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the talent that you have. That's what I'm trying to bring out. Kabed es Hashem mehoinecha. It's mind-boggling. So I was thinking, why is that? Why is it so? So before we enter into that nakuda, just for a moment, I want to mention something else. The Ribbono Shel Olam created whether it's the original Bria or the Gilgal that comes down again, but we always think in the parameters of responsibility. We always think in the parameters of, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu insists on certain things, and we have to do. And all the mitzvahs are given equally. Of course, if you're a Kohen, you have Kohanim mitzvahs. If you're Yisrael, you have Yisrael mitzvahs. But all mitzvahs are equal. Comes along the Pasuk Kabbidus Hashem Me'oinecha, and it says the following. You are unique. You have talent. What is your talent? So the truth is, some people can live their entire lives without ever discovering their talent. That's Maisim B'chol Yoy. You have people that are unknown, and then they're discovered. They don't have a new talent because they're discovered. The talent that they have was discovered, but they had it already. So the whole inyan of discovering, the Kabbidus Hashem Me'oinecha starts with that. You realize that you have something. The first notion of a person is Maitzniyus. Maitzniyus. What does the world have to know? So the teretz is because you are locking up the storehouse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that you have to honor Him with. It's mamish like saying, Tzniyus, I'm not going to give ta'aniyim. Is that insane? Or is it not? A talent means I have something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me me'ikara to give Him honor with. There's a mashal that I once heard from Rabbi Grossman from Migdal HaEmek. So he is a very, very, I think I mentioned it a long time ago. The Pasuk says, Baruch HaElokeinu Shebra'anu, He created us, Lichvodo. So he had his mashal because, of course, he's Isaac and Kirov all the time. It's a beautiful mashal for Kirov. So he told the story, make it very, very short. There were two brothers. One was very rich, one was very poor. They lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the father made a chasna for a third child in America, and he invited them to come. The poor person, kam that he scraped together, halvois, to get into, you know, obviously, in the economy class. The rich one, he bought mamish fancy, the most expensive tickets. You know why? Because the father wrote them a letter and he said, whatever you do to honor me, I will reimburse you every penny. Father was also very rich. So he figures like this, he's going to get back the money, he might as well. So he bought the most expensive suitcases and the most glorious dresses and clothes. He spent a fortune. And of course he's in first class. The father takes the mechutin to the airport to greet his mishpacha that's coming from Eretz Yisrael, wants to show up. And of course, first class goes first, and they get their baggage first. So he comes out with pomp and ceremony, and he says, ah, these are my children. And then he's waiting and waiting. The other ones don't come out because they're last. Finally, they schlep out. Everyone's in tatters. Everybody looks exhausted. And they're carrying suitcases that already knew, you know, a better day. And Lemaisa, the father looks at the mechutin, and the mechutin looks at the father, and the father feels embarrassed to the core. Such a rich man. That's how he... Anyhow, comes after the chasana, and the rich son sends his father a bill. You know, he gives him a bill. So the father ignores it. So he calls him up, or he's about to leave, go back to Eretz Yisrael, and he's very, you know, quandary. He, rich as he is, he wouldn't have spent that kind of money just for his chasana. Big deal. So he says, what about the bill? So he says, bill? What bill? He says, you promised. I didn't promise such a thing at all. He says, yes, you did. And he takes out the letter. He says, whatever you do in my honor. So he says, it's my honor. If it was in my honor, you would make sure that your brother, who doesn't have anything, would also come out in glory to greet me so that I could show him off to the Maimon Chutin. Why do you do that? The teretz is because you're selfish. You think only about yourself. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it in my honor. So why do I have to reimburse you? I fulfilled my condition perfectly. If you would have done it in my honor, I would have given it to you. That's the mashal. And that's what he says. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebra'anu, He created us, lichvaydai, to give Him honor. So he says, Rabbi Grossman, he said this follows. He says, if you really want to do to honor Hashem, you're not busy yom v'layla taking care of your own Torah and mitzvahs and making sure that you have your Gan Eden and your Olam Haba all set. You make sure that the other Yid, who doesn't know and can't and isn't able to, the Tinek Shenishba, the poor fellow who never learned, who never understood, who never realized, that he should also have the honor to Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should feel, this is also Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. This is also my child. And look how glorious he is. Look at his mitzvahs. Look at his ma'asim tovim. It's a beautiful mashal. Beautiful. But I was thinking that bra'ana l'chvodo now has another meaning as well, which may be in a certain sense the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to give the unique and extraordinary abilities that we all have. Every one of us. There's kimat no one that does not have something to offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the remarkable thing about this medrash is that the sense that I have, what he had to offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was not that he got up on some mountaintop or deep in a forest and said, Ribbono Shalom, this song is for you. And then started to sing like a bird, to sing a song that you never heard before in your life. That was never sung in the history of the world. That's not enough. It's B'nai Yisrael. He was Mahana B'nai Yisrael with his singing, and that's how he was Mechabed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Medrash is on the Pasuk, Kabed es Hashem Mehoinecha. The Medrash is not B'goymul Chasodim. By giving the Klal Yisrael that voice, because he elevated them, he inspired them with that voice to be better Avdei Hashem. Mehoinecha sometimes is Mizmanecha. Today money, time is money. Time is money. Who has time? Nobody has time. Person has time, it's a talent to use the time. It's a talent. It's not just a voice. The voice is a nice mushel because you understand it. Person has a beautiful voice, other people sing like frogs. They have no sense of tonality at all. So you see that this person is unique. You hear sometimes about tefillah, it's gevaldik, another person, and you're frustrated. You want to get out of shul. So people know that a voice is something special. But there are talents that every single person has. Some person has a talent, he's varim. His varimkeit is a talent. Another person is admired to kabal musar. His musar is a talent. Some person plays an instrument, another one plays on the instrument of other people's souls. These are unbelievable koiches. And everybody possesses something. The denial of the talent is almost as bad as not giving the talent to Hashem. Person has to know who he is, and this is part of the godless ha'adam and the she'ifas of a person to always be more than they felt like yesterday. It's a very big mistake sometimes. People think that I have to be more than I was yesterday, meaning I have to fight my yetzahara harder and so on. That's all true. Because what's the point of waking up in the morning? What did the Vilna Gaon say? That unless I have more yiras shamayim the next day than the day before, life is not worth living. We repeated it many times. But I'm saying something else. A person has to get up in the morning and say, I am more than I was yesterday. Not I have to become more. Because I have in myself, I have koichus, I have capacity. And everybody has capacity. And the tzara is that the Yetzirah whispers in your ear, somebody be lazy, another person don't be a balgaiva. Another person, he tells him, what are you talking about, Reinishken Kop? That's even worse, you know, Stam. He doesn't even get off the ground. Who am I? I am nothing. And this idea that I am nothing, you see, the important thing is to say I am nothing when nobody's around and then do like you're really something. That's the way to do it. You have to do like you're something. And then, if you do like you're something, you come back and say, but Lamaisa, I am nothing. That kind of I am nothing does not shtep. Avraham Avinu is a noichi off of a eifer. Moshe Rabbeinu is nachnu ma. Moshe Rabbeinu and Avraham Avinu are the two people that accomplished more in the world than anybody else in history. That's the trick. To be off of a eifer and a nachnu ma, and to accomplish whatever you can for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And who knows what a person can do? Who knows what a person's talents are? No one knows until he tries and then tries again and again and again. But the remarkable thing of this medrash is the Chnei Rav Oyen, that the punishment of Novus Israeli comes out with such a maisa, with Acha, with Izevel, and we think that Novus is totally innocent. Never. He was stupid, maybe. I don't know. But I'm going to give up Machos Avoisei. Who are you dealing with? You're dealing with Acha and Izevel? Are you crazy? Run for your life. So, okay. But comes along the medrash and says, no, it's because he didn't sing in Yerushalayim and the people were disappointed. I had to share this with you before we go on. Now, in Perek Ches, which we are up to, so the Pasuk says, Oyshe v'chavay iti hain osek utzdaka. Pilit playing this Pasuk. You know that it says in the pasuk, "Ayrich yamin biyamina ubismayla aishav echavid." Zok the Gra that that's what he means. Aishav echavid iti. What's hain osek? Osek ayin tof kuf. Osek hain osak. People use the expression hain osak or hain atik. Hain osek utzdaka. What does it mean? Zok the Gaon. Aishav echavid k'mashakasa bismayla aishav echavid v'amar iti l'mi shalomed l'shma. Ve'enoi noitel ha'aishav ha'akavid ba'olam hazeh hu iti. Kloimar, zeh ha'aishav ha'akavid safun la'olam haba iti. Needless to say, that whatever aishav and kavid in olam haba they are talking about, they are not talking about gold and silver. And this is always the understanding of Emunah, that whatever is in store for the tzaddik in the world to come, it's not like you translate, you take $100 and you put it in the safe. 10 years later, you're going to open up the safe, what's going to happen? You'll take out the $100. It's actually less worth than $100 because usually there's inflation. That's not what happens. It isn't the person supposed to get $100, not because Rok gives him $100 in Olam Haba. In the Olam HaEmes, the equivalent of what he's supposed to get here is in the coinage of Olam HaEmes. Chazal say that ultimately the tzaddik, Ayin lo ra'asa elikim zulasecha. Only Hashem knows the nature of that reward and how glorious it is. So the Torah says, you want Aisha and Kavod in this world, you're not going to have Torah. It doesn't go together. But if you want the Aisha v'kavod that's with me, that remains with me, that you'll have if you learn Torah. Hain osek utzdaka, zok de goyim. Osak hu sug yukar she'enoi benimtza. V'karai osak, that's why it's called osak. Osak is in the mefarish that put his footnotes in here. He says, because it says, Vayatek misham he'etek. It's interesting, in modern Hebrew, he'etek also means to copy out, to copy over. But here it means he moves away. So it's saying that it's something that you can't catch. It's something that's constantly moving away from you. Because it's rare. V'hoin hu loshen harbe. V'zeu shiyi hoin osak ha'koil devarim yikar mi'oid shenem tzabklal v'harbe mi'oid. So he says like this. Most of the time, that's a contradiction in terms. Remember, he always talks about Zahav versus Kesef. We mentioned it many times. Even in this parakas, we mentioned it already. Things are expensive because they're rare or because they're very necessary. So he says that there's certain things that are common and certain things that are rare. He says, usually, the thing that is rare, that's why it's expensive. Because you can't find too many of them. He says that the oitzer, that is a reward for learning Torah, the oitzer will be this contradiction in terms of being very, very available to him in Olam HaEmes, and yet be very expensive. This is a concept, it's an idea. Because the nature is that it's rare. Nevertheless, there will be plenty of it. Utzdaka, what does it mean, utzdaka? What does it have to do with tzedaka? Amru, the pasuk says utzdaka yi alanu. What is the context of that pasuk? The bein hachacham in the Haggadah. Chacham mahu oimer ma edos v'chukim mitzvatim. You say to him, avodim ayinu leparav mitzvayim v'itzenu Hashem v'chulu v'chulu. And then it says, because Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, lasis chukim eila liyiras Hashem alakenu toiv lanu kol hayomim. Utzdaka ti alanu kinishmer lasis. That stoka is what this is pasuk is talking about. V'hainu, ha'hitztarchus nikrat tzedaka v'hu yoyser mitzedek. Very interesting, because everybody thinks tzedaka is what you put in the pushka. So he says, sometimes you have tzedek, and sometimes you have tzedaka. What is the difference between the two? So here you have the guy giving you a present, a gift. What is the difference between tzedaka and tzedek? Ki tzedek hu ma shemagia aloi lefi midas hadin, utzdaka hu kol ma sheyitztorech av sheeino magia lo min hadin, lefi hadin, vezehu utzdaka Kloima kol ha-hitstarchus. Very interesting. Without the going, it would never dawn on us that that's what the word means or implies. Tzedakah, he says, is the necessities of life. And the reason it's called tzedakah is because, now it's very fascinating. You see, a necessity by definition is something that you have to have, as opposed to luxuries, unnecessary things that are extra. But the reason it's called tzedakah is because the yosher of it is because I was created and I need to have it because of who I am, because of my mitzias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu always provides for the bria that he created. So in that sense, it's tzedakah. Tzedek is what the person deserves. So there's two concepts of righteousness here. It's a very profound idea. There's one concept of righteousness that comes from the fact that the person earned what he's getting from Hashem. That's called tzedek. There's another kind of righteousness in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own righteousness, kavayochol. How can I create you and then not feed you? How can I create you and not provide for you? So there's a tzedakah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's righteousness, and then there's a tzedek that comes from the human righteousness. So when it's the human righteousness, it could be things even that you don't need, but you deserve more. Masha'en came when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's righteousness. What makes it righteous is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you if he created you. That's, of course, the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon emphasizes that point, that the reason that we are provided for is because we are creatures of Hashem. To all living things. So it says in this pasuk that Torah says, Oisha v'chavod iti, meaning, la sidlavo, you're going to have a certain kind of Oisha v'chavod, which is hain oseik utzdaka. So I provide for you this tremendous oitzar, which normally would be rare, and I have you, it's many, and it is tzedaka because it's a hitstarchus. Now, I wanted to, this is not in the going, and I may be going off on a limb, and I don't know if the limb is going to break, but I have an idea that I'm right about the pshat. If we are talking about Olam Haba, what is the definition of hitstarchus b'nogeya to Olam Haba? So the answer is, the neshama, you have a yard site, you say this phrase, the neshama is olhav man aliyah. What exactly does that mean? What are we talking about? So without getting involved in esoterics, I never like to talk esoterics. I'm talking about nigla, nigla, nigla. This is mamish nigla. Olam Haba is also nigla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us there's an Olam Haba. The point of the Olam Haba's nitztarchus is because the yearning of the neshama, which is basically helpless to do anything for itself, and all that has to be acquired here on this earth, which is the most astonishing idea. But everybody can help, because when somebody makes a bracha le'ili neshama, and particularly the children and the descendants, and particularly in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and at the same time the mitzvah of tzedakah, those two mitzvahs, you can raise and elevate the neshama. What does it mean to raise and to elevate the neshama? I mean, just by way of a mashal of my own, it's not of an image. A person is next to a gadol, a tremendous tzaddik, an unbelievable baal madrega, and he's far away because his handlers, the people around him, the people who are his gavoyim and whatever, they don't let you in. You can't get too close. So you hear him saying divrei Torah, magnificent, beautiful, extraordinary divrei Torah, but you can't hear. You can hear the murmurings, you can hear the echoes, you know that he's speaking, but you can't hear a word. It's too far away. It's too far away. So you go over to the gabbai that's standing there by the gate, by the door, by the entrance, and you whisper to his ear, listen, I walked 100 miles, I'm platzing, and I came to hear. He says, I don't know what I could do for you. The gvir is walking by, and he's about to go in, and he sees this fellow, and he says to the gabbai, listen, I gave you enough that he should be able to get in also. So the gabbai says, you know what? I agree with you, but he's not going in as far as you're going, because in Cain, what's the point?
So let him go in, you know, stand there like by the door. Person goes by the door, the other fellow walks all the way in, sits down next to the tzaddik. He's standing by the door, and he basically manages to catch, you know, like 3/4 of what he's saying. It's still not very clear. But then he realizes something else, that there's something about the aura, basking in the aura of this tzaddik, that he's not getting it at all, and everybody that's sitting next to him is mamish entranced, they're enthralled. And he's sure that that's the same thing that's going to happen to him if he doesn't. Just get me a little bit closer. Comes in another gvir, and he says, listen, you just come with me, attach yourself to me, I'll push you a little further, and so on and so forth. That's an neshama shall have an aliyah. The incredible tsar of an neshama, ke'ilu, it's near, but not close enough. And the closer you get, actually the greater the tsar becomes if you feel that you can go even further. But that level that you arrived is its own reward. Because the only thing that the neshama wants, that's tzaddikim yoshvim v'atrasayim v'rasheyim v'nehenin miziv ha-shechina. It doesn't say anything about gold and silver. And that's the idea, I think, that is being expressed over here of hitzdarchus. The need, the tzorech that we're talking about is the neshama's yearnings that need to be appeased, that need to be requited. The neshama has to have its audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kevayochol. It's merging, it's union with the Baalei Madrega. And that is exactly what the Hitzdarchus is all about. I just wanted to, another couple of psukim very quickly. Toiv piryi mecharutzu mipoz utvu osi mikesev nivchar. The Parsha Pshat is obvious. What I have to offer is much better than gold and silver any day. That's what the Pasuk, that's what the Torah is saying. What I have to offer is better than gold and silver. Zot de goyim. Vim toimar. Loma e noisnin la tzadik boilam aze oisha ba kovet hanal. Laze oimer. That's what I told you before, that the coinage is not the same. So actually giving the tzadik in this world would be almost a punishment, if you will. Almost a punishment. To substitute this world for Olam Haba is a tragedy. Because what you can get in Olam Haba is infinite, and what you can get in Olam Hazeh is, of course, what you see. Ki ha-peirot sha'odom oichu ba'em ba'olam haba, heim yoyser toivim me'hamuvcho sha'ba'olam hazeh, shehu ha-choritz, that's what choritz means, the finest gold. Hu k'mo ha-moshul le'echot sha'olach la'amokam shesham zohav b'zol yoser mi'barzel. He saw a place that gold was cheaper than even plain iron. Vapikeach yira shaloi lahoitzi oitzois me'azov. Umistapik es atzmi kol ma she'efsha at she'yovu lebeisai. Oz noitel azov shekibit shom b'mokam azoil. He says, tzadikim are like the person who's smart. He goes to a certain place, maybe in darkest Africa, and there people are throwing gold nuggets around like water. And he realizes that in this place, gold means nothing. But where he comes from, gold can buy him houses, and gold can buy him palaces, and gold can buy him a kol tuv sela. So instead of squandering the gold and coming back with nothing, there's even a mashal that he comes back with iron, which is with sand, with pebbles. Why? Because there, that's the coin of the realm. So he thinks, oh! And when he comes back, he says, what did you do? You brought back pebbles? What, are you crazy? You don't need pebbles. We want gold. He doesn't say that exactly. He just says that if you can collect the gold and manage not to squander it, and you bring it back home, that gold is worth a fortune. So he says, Kein tzadikim yiru lefarnis atzman ba'olam hazeh b'doichak, ki toivim peris olam haba gam ke michorutz mipoz shal olam hazeh. B'chdei shi'ilem gam ha'peris ba'olam haba. Ba'olam hazeh einam royim rak lekabetz toiru mitzvahs. Always the Goyin says, no words are redundant, no words are just plain synonymous, each word has its place and its meaning, separate from the other. If it says chorutz and paz, it means neged shtei chokmois shekosafti lamala. He mentions earlier on the second pasuk, two levels of chokma, chokma hagluya and chokma ne'lemes. When you look at a tree, you see the fruit.
Afal pikenu yaseh toiv mipaz. Utvuasi, what it says in the end of the pasuk, my tvua, my grain, my harvest, is better than kesef nifkar, than the most choice silver, hu masha adam motzi me atzmo. For dugmas hatvua, shadam zayreya umotzi al yedei maisav. So one is his chachma, and the other one is his maisa. The next pasuk says, ba'oirach tzedaka ahaleich, betoich nesivois mishpat. So the Goyin says, very interesting. He learns this pasuk different than one might assume on the surface. Because this pasuk sounds on the surface like that the Torah is going in a oirach tzedakah. But the Gaon says, people who go ba'orach tzedakah, the company of such people is what the Torah craves. In other words, the Torah wants to go amongst people who walk ba'orach tzedakah. That's what the Gaon says. B'mi shahoylech ba'orach tzedakah, ba'olso adam ahalech. B'toich nesivos mishpat, ba'oysa ma'olchem nesivos mishpat, b'toich oysa nesivos ahalech. B'tzedek u'mishpat k'o kasafti l'malo, she'u tzedek u'mishpat v'ayinu tzedek l'oylem la'asis tzedakah im kol b'nei adam, u'mishpat la'atzmai, tzedek is for others, mishpat is for himself. The opposite. So he says here that people who go and do for others and do for themselves and they're righteous in their inherent selves, that's where the Torah wants to find its makom and travel along. Very interesting. You ever, let's imagine a person is dropped into a neighborhood that he's not familiar with. But he used to go and visit somebody, but he was always brought by car, walks out of the car door, and right into the other person's house. So he never got a chance to see the neighborhood. But that person's house he knows very well. So then one day he has to walk. He can't drive. Nobody brought him by taxi or by car. So he walks. So he walks aimlessly, and he looks around. I don't know this house. I don't know that house. I don't know this street. I don't know that street. Whoa! There it is! My friend! My friend lives here. Such a familiar face, such a familiar house, such a familiar courtyard. It's exactly with psukim. You can learn a perek and you could look at the psukim and you could doubt. What is that? I never saw that before in my life. Could be, chas v'shalom. Could be. And then all of a sudden you hit a pasuk. Ooh, my friend, lahan chaloy v'yesh, from what? From the siyam. Lahan chaloy v'yesh. So what does it say, the siyam of Mishnayos? Right? Tzadikim, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasseis Lahem, Shaya Lamais. Shenemar, Lahan Chiloya Vayesh, Vaitzveiseyam Amale. It's such a gvaldik comfort when you meet a friend, an old friend, you know. Oh, I know this pasuk. I remember this pasuk from somewhere. Then you think to yourself, where did I remember it from? Oh, yeah, tak. Once somebody made a siyam mishnayis. What is Yesh? What's B'yesh B'gematria?
310.
What's 2 times 310?
620.
620. What's 620?
613.
613. And the seven mitzvahs?
That you make brachas on.
That you make brachas on.
Derabbanan.
Mitzvahs derabbanan, right? There's a velt of derabbanans, but these are seven mitzvahs derabbanan. So it's a total of 620. How come it's divided into two?
Husband and wife.
Husband and wife. Which just goes to show how important it is that union to be able to achieve those levels. That's a very beautiful thought. But the Gaon, what does the Gaon say? Again, he's hammering away at this point that what you get in Olam Hazeh is nothing compared to Olam Haba. You couldn't say it better than that. You know, the Vilna Gaon wrote an Igeres. He wrote a letter to his family because he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Maisa didn't happen, but he wrote this letter. So the Igeres HaGro is printed in many Mutzah Sfarim and Sidurim sometimes. So he writes there in the Igeres, you should know, don't be jealous about anything in Olam Hazeh. The Goyin was very preoccupied that members of his family should not have the Shemitz, the slightest bit of jealousy in them. He even encouraged them not to go to shul, because he said, all you do, you see the women in the fancy clothes and you start getting anxious. You know, how come I don't have that, you know. Don't be jealous, he writes. The whole world is like the kikayun, the yoina, that's mentioned in the Mafta Yoina. Shebin laila hoya,
bin laila over. It's nothing with nothing. It's just a flash in the pan. In a second, it's gone. What's it all worth anyhow? And then he quotes the pasuk in Iyov ki laila olam chaisen, also a famous pasuk. And he says, you might think that at least while you have it, it's something. Okay, it's not going to last forever, but at least while I have it, the guy in that letter, he writes, even when you have it, it's absolutely nothing. It's nothing to begin with, and it's nothing when you end. It's a gonged. So the guy says over here, Sha'olam azeh hevel v'arik ve'ein boi mamish. K'mo she'kosuv, or k'mo she'omar b'ben ha'melech v'hanozir. There's a sefer that was very, very popular. Nobody knows from it today. I don't know why. I don't know when the last time they reprinted it either. But it must be around. But nobody knows about it. The Ben HaMelech Nozir, the author's name was Rav Avraham Ibn Chizdai. It's some in the late 1500s. It was published, 1557 maybe. Anyhow, it was published a long time ago, almost 500 years ago. And this sefer was used by a lot of Gedolim. A lot of Gedolim quoted all over the place. In fact, in one place they quoted Lahalocha, what was the inyan? It was about the statistical, when somebody's cheshbening chazokas, and statistical likelihoods. I think maybe the Maria Satz. Anyway, one of the poskim brings the Ben HaMelech HaNozir, he says the following. He says that if a person is sick and he's old, then he doesn't stand a chance. That's basically what he writes. In other words, he's saying the combination of sick and old is a very dangerous combination. So he what?
Risk factors.
Yeah, risk factors. So that's what he's talking about. In the risk factor, cheshbonos and halacha is brought down from Ben HaMelech HaNozir. But in any case, he brings down the sefer. The Goyin brings the sefer. It's unbelievable. B'nei Adam machlifim es hayesh be'eino yesh. They substitute that which is with that which is nothing, which doesn't even exist. Eino yesh. That's lahankil oyav ayesh. He's saying a pshat, the Goyin, in the word yesh. Yesh means there's substance to it. Only the Torah can give you something that has substance, that's real. You know, we look at a table, the table has substance. I mean, except for the people who study Plato or something. If you look at a table, the table is real, it has substance. That means you bang your hand against it, you bang your hand against it. Comes along the physicists and they say that if you look at the atoms that make up a table, most of it is space. How can most of it be space? Nevertheless, I bang my hand against it. Hostakasha. But the macroscopic and the microscopic and the atomic level, there's two different worlds. It's another thing entirely. And then when you attach yourself to quantum mechanics, quantum mechanics says everything is random, and we say everything is very potent. You know, I walk across the street, there's a red light, there's a green light, there are cars coming, I know when to stop, I know when to go, and the table is here, and the table's not going anywhere unless I move it. Again, the macroscopic and the microscopic are two different things. Soktagoin, that's all in physics. Within this world, you have these two different perceptions. But when it comes to the metaphysical world, when it comes to the world that's real, so this is not real. There is nothing here. There's nothing of value here. There's nothing of value in this world except the good that you can do, except the avodas Hashem that you can accomplish. And that's besides the reward that you get. And the reward is also, there's nothing of value to reward a person in this world. Because in the end, it's all empty. Bin laila hoya bin laila ava. So let me just finish this pasuk and then we'll go. And that's what he says. Adam achlifim esayesh be'eino yesh va'omrim al eino yeshu yesh. Va'asheni shu oylam oiver ka'oif pareach. In other words, it isn't anything lemaisa right now. And even if it was, it's not going to last. So it has two chesronos. Abol olam haba, hu olam hanitzchi, la olam alolme alomim, v'zeu lahanchil, kloima shu nachala. What is nachala? Shu nachala la olam. V'gam yesh. It's a nachala and it's a yesh. It lasts and it has substance to begin with. Shu olam yesh, v'hu la ohavai. To those who love me, who love the Torah. Interesting. The pasuk, of course, in Yeshayov, in the pasuk in Perek Beis pasuk Hey, we already learned what that means.
What was the title of the
book? Because there's nothing that comes from himself. Yira means there's nothing, there's no contribution from oneself. It's a total bitul ayesh. You know, speak about bitul ayesh, it's interesting. Les le migar me klum. Leza omer amale. In Perek Beis Pasuk Hey, earlier in Mishlei, of course. So the Pasuk says, this is the Lashon of the Pasuk, Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem V'Das Elokim Timtza. So he speaks about that Nekuda of Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem, and he speaks about Yiras Hashem Yotzaroi, and it's a very elaborate piece. And there he speaks about this idea of HaChokhma Me'ayin Timotze, and his Pirush in Yeshayahu, and that speaks about Chokhma Bin and Das, and so on. So in that context, that's where it's mentioned. The Les Le Migarme. Anyhow, it is Yira. Yira, that's part of the way you describe Yira. And then he says, just to finish off this piece, Loima Amale, Kma Shukosu B'das Chadarim Yimlo, Yeshu Chokhma Bina, Vaitzvaseim Amale is B'das. Again, he goes into this idea of Chokhma Bina and Das being mentioned here. Yesh is both Chokhma and Bina, Otzvaseim Amale is Das. Right. B'das Chadarim Yimlo, Kol Hon Yoker Noim. In train Achsantin, that's of course the two Yerushites who trained Itrin and the Kusarim, who sold Shem Hashishi. All right, I'm not going into that. Shekol Beis Kofin Shal Mansepach. So Mansepach has special meaning in Kabbalah. Again, I'm not going to go into that. Vayyot Shaseim, and he continues, the rest of it is all Kabbalah. I'm going to leave it out. But that is the where we're up to. Next time, Bli Neder, Bli Shvua, we'll continue with Hashem Konani Reishis Darko, also a very famous pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Torah, and he created the Torah before the world, because it's the blueprint of the world itself.